This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, November 4th. Okay, we're getting a correction on NASDAQ. What happened is a short seller named Michael Burry was revealed in a regulatory filing on Monday after the close that he has bought put options in NVIDIA and Palantir Technologies. So those are big stocks in the NASDAQ, and they are opening lower today. And I want you to know that Michael Burry's hedge fund firm, Sycon Asset Management, is famous for a successful bet against the U.S. housing market back in 2008, where he purchased put options back then on home builders and other things. Okay. So, is this expert who, you know, apparently could foresee the housing market peak in 2008, is this expert, you know, an AI technology expert? And the answer is, of course, not, okay? He's just someone that looks at what's running and tries to prick the bubble, that's all. And that was the reaction we're getting today. Now, I just want you to know that, obviously, NVIDIA's been having a blowout news. And NVIDIA is my largest holding. I have no intention of selling it. Palantir Technologies has even stronger results than NVIDIA. They just announced their revenues surged 62.8%. Their earnings are up 200%. They had a 8.1% revenue surprise and a 23.5% earnings surprise, and they raised guidance. It was beyond a perfect quarter. So Palantir Technologies, screaming buy, okay? If you haven't bought it, today's your chance. Haven't bought NVIDIA, today's your chance. Also, a good chance to add to NVIDIA. Earnings are still working, folks. Let me give you some examples. We had a Spotify beat. It's firming up. We had Him and Hers, HIMS, beat. It's going to be opening strong this morning. And the biggest winner is Paymus, which provides credit cards and for retailers and all kinds of businesses. They beat big time. They're going to gap up almost 11% this morning. Sezzle, by the way, announces tomorrow. The news on Paymus is a very good omen for Sezzle. Slightly different businesses, but they're still catering to consumers. So we'll see what Sezzle does tomorrow. So, earnings are working. This is the strongest earnings announcement season in 4 years. November is a seasonally strong month, but Wall Street tries to prick these very strong stocks. And 9 trading days ago, they did the same thing. What happened is 9 trading days ago, after Vertiv Holdings announced stunning results, stock gapped up, then all of a sudden everything violently reversed intraday. And the top 300 stocks in the Russell 3000, the top 10% since August 1st, corrected 5.73% intraday. That was a mean reversion program that the algorithms use. Okay? So we can have these little flash corrections, but they're all buying opportunities, okay? So just like 9 days ago, that was a great buy, today's a great buy. So do not let this distract you. There's nothing to worry about. We just had our GDP revised up to 4%. We're going to be hitting 5% GDP growth in the new year. All these companies that are involved in AI and data centers keep announcing increasing order backlogs quarter over quarter, usually up 20% or more. And when we look year over year, they're up 50 to 65%. So it's unbelievable, folks. Onshoring is unbelievable. And we got a lot to look forward to. So again, don't get shook out by these little hiccups that occur. Obviously the media likes to glorify some of these short sellers. And it's just a reaction. And I think Michael Burry is going to get buried on his put option bet. Okay? and I look forward to squeezing him thoroughly, okay? So that's it. So in Avalier, I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. Again, phenomenal buying opportunity today, NVIDIA and Palantir Technologies.